As many know, the state of Pennsylvania over the last several weeks has experienced a really catastrophic floods, and FEMA has now issued individual assistance declarations for 22 of our 67 counties and declarations for public assistance for 24 counties. And it could have been a lot worse but for flood control projects that this Congress authorized and approved in the water process in the past, and particularly the Wyoming Valley Levee project, which I will address here in a moment. I want to thank the chairman and ranking member for including a provision, a flood control project for the city of Bloomsburg, or actually the town of Bloomsburg. It's the only town in Pennsylvania. The town of Bloomsburg, which you see, was 25% underwater from the Susquehanna River just a couple of weeks ago. Bloomsburg State University is there. It's a beautiful little town, and it was completely submerged as a result of the flash flooding and then the raising of the Susquehanna River subsequent to the rains. And so I appreciate the fact that there is a flood control project in this legislation for the town of Bloomsburg. In addition, we've had another problem upstream from Bloomsburg in an area we've had a tremendous amount of success, and that's the Wyoming Valley Levee Raising Project, which is almost completed. But there is an area in Wilkes-Barre in particular called Solomon's Creek. And Solomon's Creek is a tributary to the Susquehanna River. That's one of the bridges that goes over Solomon's Creek. This little creek, which is virtually dry most of the time, as you can see, is up, and that's about, I'd say, 12 to 14 feet up from the bottom. And it's a horrible problem in the city of Wilkes-Barre. It backs up into the river, causes all sorts of damage in the city of Wilkes-Barre and South Wilkes-Barre, right near a hospital which is hoping to expand, will not expand if we can't fix this problem to serve the residents of the area. And so what I have asked the chairman to do, that there is a provision that Congressman Kondrowski got in to the House Water Bill, which puts this project, this flood control project, underneath the Wyoming Valley Levee Project, which is authorized for over $400 million. Believe it or not, the levee raising project came in at well under $400 million, about $250 million. So there's some room under that cap to bring in this this tributary, which really does need to be fixed to address this major funding problem, flooding problem. The senator from Oklahoma, I explained this project to him, said he would support us in conference in making sure that this project is included in the final bill. And that is, I will tell you, to the people of South Wilkes-Barre, they are very pleased to hear that tonight, that as a result of this bill passing and we get this through conference, that the chairman of the committee will support the Solomon's Creek project in conference, which will mean that literally within the next 12 months we can begin to work on making sure that South Wilkes-Barre doesn't experience this kind of tragic flooding in the future. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank you very much for your assurance and your support. It's deeply appreciated by me, and I know by Senator Spector and by the people of Wilkes-Barre. Thank you, Mr. President.